For years, residents have complained about a hazardous waste landfill in Westmoreland County. Now, as the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports, a federal environmental investigation finds the landfill may be breaking several hazardous waste laws.
In March, investigators with the EPA's National Enforcement Investigation Center paid a visit to Max Environmental's hazardous waste landfill in the tiny town of Yukon. The NEIC investigators found nearly two dozen instances where the landfill appeared to be violating federal environmental law. These included improper treatment of hazardous waste, leaks and spills, and subpar protections of toxic waste piles. James Cato is with the Mountain Watershed Association.
The observations that the NEIC folks discovered are shocking, in my opinion. And yet, at the same time, I'm not surprised.
Cato's organization has advocated on behalf of Yukon residents who've complained about odors and runoff from the landfill for years. His group recently found the investigative report in public records on file with the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection.
This was a sort of window into something that we've always wondered, which is like, what if we could get up there and actually see what's going on at this facility? We don't have the ability to do that. However, you know, this sheds light on a lot of the concerns that the community has had.
The landfill was first opened in the 1960s to take waste from the region's steel industry. It's still permitted to dispose of hazardous waste on site after treating it to make it less toxic. The EPA investigators found this treated waste was still too toxic to be buried. The waste they sampled failed to meet federal standards for lead, cadmium, and thallium. One sample had 1,300 times the allowable limit for cadmium, which the EPA classifies as a probable human carcinogen.
Something's happening that's causing their waste to still be hazardous after treatment. So something's going wrong there.
The investigators also found that a waste storage building had holes in the roof and walls. They observed rainwater landing on piles of hazardous waste and pooling on the building's floor. Inside a house a few hundred yards from the landfill, I pull out a laptop and read some of the report to Katie Cross.
Hazardous waste containment building. The leak detection tube at the northeast corner is not currently accessible because it is covered by backfill.
So there's no way for them to even know if, like, the stuff is leaking.
Cross grew up here. She can reel off names of people who've died of cancer, COPD, and other ailments, and she suspects the hazardous landfill is to blame. She and others in town packed a hearing last year to oppose the landfill's expansion plan, which it ultimately withdrew. After seeing the report, she thinks the landfill should be shut down.
So you're not following any of your regulations, you're doing all these violations, and you're still operating, and it doesn't seem like anything's happening.
A spokesperson for Max Environmental, the landfill's owner, said it disagrees with the EPA's assertion that it's improperly treating its waste. But he said it was trying to fix some of the deficiencies to its treatment building and operations that were noted in the report. Cato of the Mountain Watershed Association said he hopes the investigation will result in some type of enforcement action.
I'm glad that, you know, folks have turned an eye toward this facility, which, you know, residents have said is a problem for so long. It turns out the residents were right. It is a problem. Okay, now what are we going to do about it?
An EPA spokesperson said the agency does not comment on, quote, potential or pending enforcement actions. The Pennsylvania DEP, at press time, did not respond to requests for comment. Meanwhile, Max Environmental is running out of room at its Yukon landfill and is seeking to open a new facility, but it hasn't said where. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.